Welcome, everybody, and happy Friday afternoon. We've made it through another week of utter lawlessness and chaos.
Of America in 2025, right, Maggie?
Yes. And that fine voice is my frequent guest, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. He hosts the program Amicus or Amicus. Choose your pick. Both are completely acceptable pronunciations from 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays across the network. Welcome back, Jim.
Maggie, always a pleasure to be with you, even in a week like this. Rule of law tested, justice tested, so many things. As always, it's a lot. It's not great to be with you once again to talk through all of that.
Yes, indeed. A couple bits of breaking news, and then I will turn to my now daily shutdown update. Mm-hmm. This broke quite a bit earlier today. The New York chapter of the Young Republicans, which was being led by one of these, I think the guy's 35, 36 years old, one of these adults, new generation of leaders, one of these guys in this text exchange that was just vile and absolutely abhorrent. So that's happening, I guess, in on the plus side of the column. Also, a little bit closer to home here, the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, their chancellor announced today that the UW-Platteville Baraboosaw County campus will be ceasing operations effective May 22nd, 2026, so next year. It will not impact in-person degree instructional programs at the main Platteville campus. So that interesting in this continued, I'm just going to say, attacks on higher education and education writ large. I saw some reporting earlier this week that said now University of Wisconsin system colleges and programs are among the more expensive. It used to be exactly the opposite here in the state of Wisconsin. That, of course, all due to the concerted multi-decade-long efforts by Republicans, specifically a particular pet project, the defunding of public education of the Koch brothers. That has always been one of them, now deceased, but a lot of their foundation's expenditures into these 501c4s and 501c3s has really been about defunding public education at all levels. We're seeing the results of much of that at primary, secondary, elementary education here in the state of Wisconsin. Also, some updates. This is from the Harvard Business School. They just put out a study. It's titled "Tracking the Short-Term Price Impact of U.S. Tariffs." The link to that will be in our show notes for today, as well as the chart that sort of summarizes this pretty technical paper that I took some time today to take a peek at. Here's the big shocker, everybody. Prices for pretty much everything have gone up since the tariff terror.
Who would have anticipated that?
I know,
right?
It's really weird when those pesky economists are right. Here's what the headline, when factoring slowing price increases before March of this year, again, a lot of that work, frankly, tied back to the Biden administration, the 4% jump on imported good prices since then is expected to climb to at least 5.4%. Prices on domestic goods would rise from 2.6% from 2%. So, yeah, the tariffs are adding to our inflation problems. If you don't believe me or the Harvard Business School or, basically any economist worth their measure, the Wall Street Journal, also headline news, this week, just 2 days ago, grocery prices keep rising. And they've got a handy little chart there. And despite all of this, and you know how Republicans always, they use the word socialism and government intervention and markets and business. This is terrible, free market. All that's, of course, nonsense, because guess what? Donald Trump is going to set price floors across unnamed industries to combat China. This, according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Also, he noted this week that the administration may try to take equity stakes in more companies. Yeah, that's literally government takeover of markets and businesses.
It is.
Sure sounds like socialism to me, Jim. Who are the socialists these days? It's pretty truly stunning. The two talking out of both sides of their mouths. Before we get to the shutdown update, I also, Jim, and everybody out there, I wanted to do what I'm going to now call the President of Peace update.
Ah, okay, here we
because,
go.
Because, yeah, there was absolutely an extraordinary moment yesterday in the Oval Office. Donald Trump had spoken to Vladimir Putin on the phone, I believe earlier yesterday. And what he basically admitted, and you can see his advisors behind him sort of like, oh, God, don't say what you're saying. He admits that Putin told him, do not give Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine. Now, Donald Trump just about a month ago said, especially when, you know, he was ticked off at Putin for that hot second, he said he was going to give the Tomahawks to Ukraine. Here's Donald Trump telling all of us that Putin said, no, don't do that. Take a listen to this. Cut 67.
I did actually say, would you mind if I gave a couple of thousand Tomahawks to your opposition? I did say that to him. I said it just that way. He didn't like the idea. He really didn't like the idea. No, I said it that way. You have to be a little bit lighthearted sometimes, but no, he doesn't want Tomahawks. Tomahawk is a vicious weapon. It's a vicious offensive incredibly destructive weapon. Nobody wants tomahawks shot at them.
Did we ask you not to provide tomahawks?
So, wouldn't anybody? I mean, it's been in the news. Who wouldn't do that? CNN. Who wouldn't do that? You know? Do you think he's going to say, "I'd love to have tomahawks sent my way"? I don't think so.
And then moments later, I could have almost chalked that up to Trump being kind of a little cheeky about things, but the substance of what he's saying is, I talked with Vladimir Putin, who runs, just let's be clear, an authoritarian state that is an enemy of the United States. Vladimir Putin told me, like, don't give those tomahawks to Ukraine. And then Donald Trump admitted, apparently based on that request from Putin, that he's not going to give tomahawk missiles to Ukraine because we need them more. Listen.
About the tomahawk missiles, did you discuss?
Well, we talked about it a little bit, didn't say much, but I do say to you, you know, we need tomahawks for the United States of America, too. We have a lot of them, but we need them. I mean, we can't deplete for our country. So, you know, they're very vital. They're very powerful. They're very accurate. They're very good, but we need them, too. So I don't know what we can do about that.
Where do you start with that, Maggie, right? What are the seven things that are wrong with what we just heard between those two cuts? Again, this is a man, again, making cavalier statements, cheeky, absolutely, cavalier statements about war, people dying, and the legitimacy of a republic that, at least up until now, has sort of been our ally over there. We're making fun of all this, and then we're indicating we need it. You know, I think about Portland. I think about Chicago. What is he talking about? Where are we going to be using these weapons, right?
I mean, my take is pretty basic. Trump gets on the phone with former KGB official, spy extraordinaire, now dictator, authoritarian in Russia, and Russian President Putin says, don't send tomahawks to Ukraine. And Donald Trump says okay, I won't do that.
Right, right.
So to continue with the President of Peace update, I don't know if this is directly related, but it's somewhat. He's announced, and the New York Times reported this week, that he's considering an overhaul of our refugee system to favor white refugees. So, yep, President of Peace there. That's, of course, on top of the H-1B visa sales for $100,000 apiece. Of course, you all heard this week that he's authorized covert CIA action against Venezuela. Striking another Venezuelan boat, but apparently it wasn't just Venezuelans this week, and two people survived, you know, President of Peace type stuff. They continue to attack President Nicolas Maduro. I'm no fan of that man. But again, all of this is fig leaf cover so that he's not actually committing war crimes by using the military to bomb okay, let's just assume they're criminal vessels in the Caribbean. That's a war crime if they're not actually enemy combatants. And this, Trump said today that Israel will, not, excuse me, not today, I believe this was yesterday, said Israel will resume fighting in Gaza, quote, as soon as I say the word, end quote. Because there have been reports in recent days of clashes that continue between Hamas and Palestinian gangs or clans reportedly backed by Israel? What? And Israel confirmed that it carried out an August 28th attack strike in Yemen.
It's breathtaking, right?
It's really
recklessness. The disclosures of these things, these should be matters handled at the State Department, obviously in the West Wing there. They're highly, highly sensitive. And again, the fate of not only our nation, people in places across the globe, and this man hears something and it becomes his musings. Yes, at the top of the list, absolutely. I've been just told by an autocratic leader not to do something, so I'm going to do it. But all of this is not the way a president behaves. And it's not just because that's tradition. It's because all of us should expect more for our own safety and security for this man.
It's
right?
ridiculous. Right? Also, all of the reporting this week that basically Donald Trump and his allies had convinced Netanyahu to not accept effectively the same terms that Trump proposed to end this war when Biden proposed them so that Trump could run on the issue and Biden would be hurt by some of the left-leaning factions within the Democratic Party. Yeah, all of that coming out this week. So, president of peace. And just in case anyone had any doubt about his deservedness as the title of president of peace, Donald Trump made this statement yesterday in the Oval Office that nobody's been ending anybody any wars but me. No president ever, not ever. Take a listen to this nonsense.
You're talking about the whole
President Zelensky tomorrow.
It just seems to me that, look, it's only a field. That's all I've done in my whole life. I've made deals. I know about deals. I do it well. I don't think any president's ever ended a war, frankly. One war, I did eight of them, Maria, right? And but I don't know, did Bush ever end? Do you think Biden ended a war? Biden started wars because he was stupid. But do you think Biden ended any wars? No. I don't know of anybody that ended wars. I ended eight of them. Now it's going to be nine. I think we're going to have this one done hopefully soon.
What hogwash. And I just want to take a couple corrections that I appreciate from our texters. I said socialism. No, that's not really what government takeovers of businesses claiming equity stakes and putting price floors on certain products is. That would be communism. But again, most GOPers don't actually know the difference between the two things. Jim and I are going to take a break. I'm going to be right back. We're going to dive into these insane legal cases this week. The contempt motions, the flouting of court orders. Former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel and me, Maggie Dawn, your lawyer friend on the radio, continue with that discussion next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.